Hi, everyone. Welcome to the latest episode of the Hubcast. I'm Phil Tower, your host for this episode, and we come to you during a new time for the nonprofit Hub as it is merged with Do More Good. And we're going to talk about that. Each episode of the Hubcast is designed to give you, our listener, the opportunity to experience a new way to learn and be inspired. Every episode will give you an opportunity. We'll break down data from the nonprofit industry, and we'll also hear conversations from the best thought leaders in the nonprofit space. And occasionally, even occasionally, we'll ponder the grand questions of life. On this episode, I'm very pleased to welcome our guest, Bill McKendry. He is the founder and board president of Do More Good. You'll find them online, of course, at domoregood.org. And Bill, welcome. It's great to have you on this episode of the Hubcast. We're long overdue in this podcast arena, and I welcome you. And here we are with an opportunity to talk about a pivotal event for Nonprofit Hub and Do More Good, and that is a marriage. Let's talk about that a little bit, if you would, please.
Yeah, it's a great time to be talking about what's going on. Nonprofit Hub and Do More Good have merged. And in reality, when you look at the organizations, it really is three brands. As I look at it, it's Nonprofit Hub, which is a toolbox, you know, of all kinds of content for nonprofit organizations. But then it's, you know, Nonprofit Hub has also started a thing called Cause Camp, which is a very well recognized nonprofit annual conference, and so that's almost like a sub brand that Nonprofit Hub has had for a while. And then on top of that, now you have Do More Good, and so you have Nonprofit Hub, Cause Camp, and Do More Good, three, you know, really powerful or content organizations and webinar organizations and conference organizations for nonprofits, all now working together and moving forward. What it means is that 49,000 nonprofit organizations are now have a tremendous resource to go from good to growth.
Which is very powerful. And I don't know if there are 49,000 nonprofits only in the United States. I have a feeling there's quite a few more than that, but it's the opportunity to find very valuable information that can have a huge impact on the growth and the reach of your nonprofit organization and your brand as a whole. So we are here today to not only talk about that, and we will have a lot of valuable information that will come to you in future episodes of the Hubcast, but you know, this is an opportunity for us to get to know Bill McKendry, a real mover in this nonprofit space. And it's been such a way of life for you that's gone back decades that you decided to finally tell your story in a book, which doesn't have a surprising title. But Bill, I won't share your surprise for our listeners today. I'll let you talk about it, and I'm going to start with, before you even tell us the title of the book, why now? Why write a book at this point in your life?
Well, it's, you know, I started with my career with a big ad agency, and I did things like American Express and Dodge and Taco Bell. My partner and I started an agency in 1994 where we said that we wanted to give the voice of nonprofit organizations a stronger voice and really kind of be almost a counterbalance to consumerism. And but we felt like that the for-profit world was getting all the great marketing and all the great communications. And we couldn't help but wonder, could the voice of charity, could the voice of human kindness, could the voice of the nonprofit organization, could it compete better with the for-profit world? And so we started down this journey in 1994, and we actually started an agency where 50% of our work was with nonprofit organizations. And since then, I've worked with well over 300 nonprofit organizations personally myself, working on their marketing and communications and looking to be able to help them grow their support in terms of, you know, capture it, retain it, and grow it. And what we found is that, you know, communications as a whole is kind of the fuel of growth. I tell nonprofit organizations, you know, on your board, you probably have an attorney. On your board, you probably have an accountant. And that's smart. Attorneys help you protect your resources. An accountant helps you manage your resources. But what helps you grow your resources? It's actually marketing and branding and communications and fundraising activities. So as a result, you know, that's really the fuel to be able to grow your organization. And why do so many nonprofit organizations not have somebody like that on their board? Minimally, though, they have to understand it, they have to harness it, and they have to take it to another level if they want to compete better. And you know, nonprofits really hate to hear the word compete, but in reality, it's not nonprofits competing with other nonprofits. The reality is the consumer market is getting too much attention. It's getting too much of people's time and money and their discretionary time and their money. As a result, the nonprofit voice needs to be more powerful in the marketplace in order to attract the kind of support that it deserves.
Yeah. And it really does and has come down to money, but it also can be easily remedied with attention, as you and your agency did some, you know, 27 years ago. How does the rest of the advertising marketing world pay more attention, or is that going to be something that it takes a longer period of time, Bill?
Well, actually, you know, it's not the advertising and marketing world that's the problem. It's the nonprofit world understanding that they need to harness that. For whatever reason, they believe that, well, if they have a fundraising person on staff, they have their marketing person. But the reality is that's personal selling, right? And I always try to get people to understand this equation, is that every for-profit organization I work with, they have a vice president of sales and they have a vice president of marketing. But why is it when I work with a nonprofit organization, they only have a vice president of sales? I mean, they're kind of doing battle almost like Civil War style, you know, going directly at people and stabbing them, right? Mm-hmm. And but in the for-profit world, they understand that marketing is an air attack, right? And so fundraising is the ground attack and marketing is the air attack. And anybody that understands when you go to battle why you need an air attack. You need an air attack to kind of go ahead of the ground troops, to soften the ground, to clear the trees, to let people know that they're there, especially, you know, and create an awareness that the ground troops are coming. And as a result of that, the marketing creates an environment for success. So when the ground troops come in, they're much more successful. They don't have to explain who the organization is. They don't have to create awareness on themselves, you know, all by themselves. They can come in and actually start working with donors and working with volunteers who want to partner with that organization, rather than shouldering the entire responsibility of leading people through the funnel, right? And the funnel is something in marketing that everybody seems to understand, which when you look at the top of the funnel is always awareness, right? And I also talk to nonprofits and I say, it's always going to be a shape of the funnel. There's nothing you can do about that math. That's how you generate support. But if the top of your funnel is restricted and it's small, mm-hmm. because it's always going to be a shape of the funnel, your bottom is also going to be small as well. So how do you get more people interested in supporting your organization and volunteering for your organization? You have to increase the top of the funnel, which means you need to increase awareness. And that's where marketing comes in. And, you know, when we started doing this in 1994, it was a very hard sell because there were a lot of nonprofit organizations that simply did not want to admit that they wanted to, that they needed marketing, and marketing was a dirty word. So you go back to the question, you know, you say, is it the advertising world? No, it's the advertising and marketing world wants to help the nonprofit world, but the nonprofit world hasn't wanted its help. I got, you know, when we first started down this path, there would be, nonprofit organizations that would actually hire me and I'd go in and they would never introduce me as a marketing person. They would always introduce me as a media person or as a PR person. It's almost as if marketing was, you know, a four letter word. They just didn't want to say it. And I would always have to correct them and say, no, I'm none of those things. I'm a marketing person. And you could just tell the board would get uncomfortable. The executive director would get uncomfortable just because they don't understand what marketing can do for their organization. And so since 1994, we've been kind of I've been on a personal mission to make organizations understand that. And that's where, you know, Do More Good was actually birthed.
And I got to believe a big part of that book, and I'm going to let out the inside secret that you know, and I've only recently come to know this about you. There's a part of your family and upbringing that really began the seed for this heart for working with the nonprofit world. I would like you to talk a little about this. We're with Bill McKendry, founder and board president of Do More Good. They're online at domoregood.org here on the Hubcast. I want you to talk about that. And how does that story of the parents who raised you and your family connect back to your heart and working in this space? And I've got to believe that's a big part of your new book, Do More Good.
Absolutely. Yeah. So the name of the book is Do More Good. So no surprise there. But, you know, I feel that I've been called to do this, right? And it seems like a strange calling. It seemed like a strange calling for me at the very beginning. I mean, usually you think, you know, calling as a teacher, a nurse, a pastor, you know, there's all kinds of really great callings that seem like a calling. Being a marketing person, being a voice for people and a voice in the marketplace seemed like a strange calling to me. Coming out, especially out of the consumer world, that makes a lot of sense. You know, you come up with ideas and companies sell more stuff and they become more successful. How does that gift of persuasion, how does that apply here and as it being a calling? And I say it's really in my DNA. And so I was born into a family where both my parents were deaf. And sign language was my first language. And I always, you know, my parents are no longer alive, but we used to joke with them that we swore that they spaced our kid, their kids apart. So they'd always have a translator in the house. Right. So I was the youngest and I was also an oops baby. So they panicked and they realized they needed another kid. And so when I came along, you know, I was put in a lot of situations pretty early in my life, and being a voice for my parents to the outside world. And as a result of that, I say that this calling for me really is rooted in growing up with deaf parents and realizing that they needed a voice for, they were people that needed a voice for help, right? And mm-hmm. So me being a voice for so many organizations over time on the for-profit world, I began to realize, why did this feel so natural to me? And why was I called to this? And I really believe that, you know, being a voice for people and organization and things that need help is just how I've been wired. It's how I've been made. And I happen to be a person of faith. And I believe that that's how God created me. And as a result, you know, when I do this work, it's tough for me to explain to people, but I feel His pleasure when I do His work. And this has become a mission for me, not just a thing that sounds fun to do.
Yeah. And do you ever play that question in your mind where you say, if I hadn't been born to parents who were both deaf, and if I hadn't have had seen the world through those eyes and witnessed it through the world of sign language and through really the marginalization of a whole class of people living with disabilities, and it still happens today, who would Bill McKendry be? Would you be the same guy, or would you just be another heartless and soulless ad executive on Madison Avenue? Have you ever?
I have to give 100% of the credit to my parents and God, you know, and for putting me into that situation. And I think I would probably be living a more selfish life and be totally happy just selling tacos and credit cards and stuff like that. But because of the way I was brought up and because of the way that I'm wired and because of that background, I really do believe that's why I am who I am. And that's why I, you know, when I look at people with disabilities or people who face certain challenges and stuff like that, and I say, it's easy to try to feel sorry for people and say that, you know, why wasn't everybody born perfect, right? And what is perfect, right? and then I look at it and go, you know, thank God we were born with different and we're unique. And actually the people who have to face the greatest challenges in their life, to me, they're the greatest people. And those are the people that teach us so much. And it just seems like we work so hard for everybody to be perfect and quote normal that we don't appreciate that sometimes that struggle that you go through when you're facing challenges. And I got to see it with my parents, discriminated against and marginalized and underestimated. And I experienced all that through watching my parents. And then realizing at the end, they raised four great kids and they did good things. And, you know, the impact that they made in their lives, not just on me, but in the community that was around them, was just, really, really phenomenal.
And the power in that is in itself, not just a book title, not just a cause of a powerful nationwide brand to help bring nonprofits together, but this whole idea of do more good, it is in the very DNA that encompasses you and your soul.
Yeah, and I've made it mean something for this cause, right? But you're right. The reality is we could all do more good. We could all use more good. and there's, you know, there's not enough more good that we can do. You know, I always tell people that one of the funniest questions I ever had when I've given my speeches and my own seminars and my own workshops is I remember this very distinctly. I had a woman down in, it was in Destin, Florida, and I was speaking down there, and this lady raised her hand afterwards. And she said, What if I'm going to tell you that my board tells me we're doing too well? We've already done as much good as we should do, and that we don't really need marketing and communications because we're kind of tapped out on all the good we can do. I remember asking her, going, "What? I've given a lot of speeches, and I've never had a question like that, you know." And so she was being challenged coming to my conference or my speech, saying, "Don't go there because we don't need any more communications. We don't need any marketing. We're very successful." So I just asked her. I said, "What is it that your organization does?" And she said, "We help children who are being abused." And I said, "So in this county, what percentage of the children have you been able to help that have been abused?" And she said, "Oh, that's easy, 6%. And at that point, I asked her, I said, "Well, first of all, I want you to go back to your board, and I want you to tell them that they're 94% short of goal." and then number two, when you do hit 100% of goal in this county, I want you to challenge your board and say, "Boy, we've been able to really be successful in our county. Let's help every county that touches our county. And then when you've helped them reach 100%, every county that touches those counties, and you just keep growing until you, there's not enough good you can do." And why any board would ever think that they've tapped out and they're maxed out at 6%, I just don't get it. And she was so excited. She goes, "I can't wait to go back and tell my board that."
That's great. And it's a perfect segue, because what you have so aptly described, Bill McHenry, founder and board president of Do More Good, they're at domoregood.org. What you so aptly described is this idea and this challenge and this reality that so many nonprofits get stuck. And it's very hard for them to get unstuck. They get stuck because of complacent boards and leadership. They get stuck because they think they fulfilled their mission. And you just unstuck one person who became a light to propel the entire organization. And part of this whole problem for every nonprofit leader and volunteer listening to us right now having this conversation, part of that process is finding ways to continually propel that momentum, keep your nonprofit organization going forward. And one of the most powerful ways you can do that is actually coming up, Bill McHenry. That is what we call in the world of audio and broadcasting a perfect segue to Cause Camp, because this is the powerful, one of the most powerful catalysts for nonprofits across the globe, and especially here in America, to move their organizations forward, to move off a point of being stuck to unstuck and progressing and growing. And there's so much great that comes out of Cause Camp. Can you at least, first of all, give us a highlight of this event, which is happening on May 11th. It's a virtual event. Tell us about Cause Camp.
Yeah, so Cause Camp has been ranked by Forbes magazine as one of the top five conferences that nonprofit organizations should attend. So it has developed a tremendous reputation of bringing together amazing thought leadership and all kinds of really unique speakers and content. And these are world-class people that are coming together from digital marketing, from social, being able to do social media, from strategy, from research, from creative. And so that's what we always do. We've done that at Do More Good. They've been doing this for years at Cause Camp, but they're bringing together just this thought leadership that just kind of like generates this new thinking and new challenges and ways to approach things. And the beautiful thing that we tend to do is all of our speakers aren't just in the nonprofit world. Many of them are also in the for-profit world. And I think that, kind of that cross contamination between the two is important, because you're learning from both sides and you're able to bring kind of the best of the best to these conferences. And it is happening in May 11th. It's actually going to be centered in Lincoln, Nebraska, where Cause Camp has been for years. But it's happening on May 11th. And then if you're interested in learning more, you can go to cause.camp, which is like the easiest URL, I think, in the world. So cause.camp, if you go to that, you can actually get to it through nonprofithub.org and also domoregood.org. But you can get directly to it through cause.camp. And you should do that fast because we're almost sold out. We have only so many seats that we can handle in terms of digital access, and we're pushing the limits on that right now. So if you are interested, you probably should get it to it quick. One of the things that you mentioned too is the kind of things that we're all aware of, that all the speakers are aware of, and why they. Why they partner with Nonprofit Hub and Cause Camp and Do More Good is because they realize that nonprofit organizations see themselves and they get confused about what their purpose is. And so many nonprofit organizations believe that their purpose is whatever cause it is that they're working towards. For example, if you're feeding the hungry, or you're helping stop abuse, or if you're helping pets, or you're trying to get more trees planted, whatever it is that you're trying to do, most nonprofit organizations, especially executive directors and boards, get lost in the fact that they think the cause is their purpose. Mm-hmm. And so many of our speakers and so much of the content that we're trying to get nonprofits to understand is they're not the cause. They're a conduit, and that their purpose is not what they think. I understand what their driving purpose is and what they were built to serve. However, the purpose of the board, the executive director of the nonprofit, is actually to create a supporter. Without that support, you cannot do what you do. There's a famous story that I talk about where I had the opportunity to film Mother Teresa. And while we were filming Mother Teresa, it was about a year before she passed away. So this was, she was in her mid-80s at this point. And she had a young nun that was her handler. So she was about 72, I think, is my guess. And kind of in the idle time while we were waiting for Mother Teresa to come out and we were going to start filming her and stuff like that. And talking to Sister Sylvia, we were just kind of bantering back and forth, and she was intrigued by this whole concept of Do More Good. And she asked me, what that stood for. And I talked about, nonprofits confusing that they're a cause when in reality they're a conduit. And their real job is to get the support to help the things and the people that they're trying to help. And boards get lost in that fact. So I said, that's kind of one of the core missions of everything that we're doing, is to get nonprofits to understand that. And she listens to that for a moment and she says, I get it. And I'm like, sister, you do? there's a lot of executive directors and big boards that I talk to that don't seem to get it. But, if you got it, that's great. But I said, do you mind explaining to me how you get it? Explain it to me in your words, because I would love to learn from you on how you're understanding this concept. And she said, actually, Mother Teresa and I talk about this all the time. Mother Teresa doesn't want to leave Calcutta and go around and speak and accept the Nobel Peace Prize and speak at the White House dinners and stuff like that. That's not really her. She doesn't even really enjoy it. She really enjoys being in Calcutta and helping the people that her mission started out to help. And this mission has grown so big that there's a need for her to travel around the world in order to raise awareness, in order to get the funds that we need. But she said, we use a slightly different phrase other than do more good. She says, we use the phrase, no margin, no mission. And I was like, sister, that's like what a Harvard MBA would say. I go, can I start using that in my presentation? She says, absolutely, Bill, go ahead. You know, so you think of somebody, you know, to the level of Mother Teresa and the impact that she was able to make, but she understood very clearly that she was a conduit and not the cause.
And that's probably one of the most powerful things for any board to realize, as you've said. Bill McKendry has been our guest on this edition of the Hubcast. And by the way, CauseCamp, as you heard him warn you, the space is very limited. It is a virtual event happening on May 11th. However, because of bandwidth and space, it will sell out, and it is nearing sellout. That is on May 11th. So you can go to cause.camp. You can also get there through the nonprofithub.org page, the Nonprofit Hub website, and also at domoregood.org. And again, the simplest way to find it, to register right now so you have locked in your space for Cause Camp in May of 2021, is to go to cause.camp. Now, Bill, real quickly, if they miss out, there is a fall Cause Camp in the works as well for this fall.
There's a fall Cause Camp, and we'll be announcing more details on that at Cause Camp Spring. And we're going to do a Cause Camp Fall, and that one's going to be in Grand Rapids, Michigan. And that we're planning right now for that to be in person with social distancing and everything that we need to possibly do at that time, but then also virtual. So we're really, really, really hoping that we'll be able to do it live as well as virtual. Worst case scenario is it's just virtual, but it will be a 3-day event in October in Grand Rapids. And we're bringing together, we've already lined up a lot of our speakers already for that. And so kind of like this one, people are going to want to sign up early and get their seat however they want to attend.
Again, that is cause.camp. And if you can't make the May 11th event, you can look forward to the fall Cause Camp in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Bill McKendry, been our guest, the founder and board president for Do More Good. They're online at domoregood.org. Of course, now merged with Nonprofit Hub at nonprofithub.org. We will be bringing you more insights, more thought leaders, more motivation, and more of that connection on the Hubcast. Thank you for listening. I'm Phil Tower. We'll see you again on the next episode real soon.